Blog Talk Radio.
The other side of reality. Today is July 4th, everybody. Happy Independence Day. Hope you're all celebrating and having a great time and barbecuing and getting ready to go see the fireworks. The Tipping Zone is where we allow you to reshape your life, to step into your power and to connect to the fact that we are all one. If one of us succeeds, all of us succeed. So we are definitely very interested in each and every one of you being a big, gigantic success. Welcome to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Felsenstein, and I am dedicated to explore a life that is lived with clarity, with confidence, control, and awareness. Tippy Talk, to go from where you are to where you want to be. And on this special day, on July 4th, I have something very special prepared to you, something that is essential for each and every one of us to succeed. And this is a thought from Gary Ryan Blair, who is the creator of the 100-Day Challenge. And the 100-Day Challenge is a program to basically quantum leap your success. And here is the quote. What's the point of having a belief system if your thoughts and beliefs do not lead to the way to excellence and high performance? So Gary Ryan Blair is about excellence and about high performance, because what he says, and that's his tagline or logo, is, let's see, I don't have it, but I will give it to you as soon as I do get it. It is really awesome, and it's about success, and it's about results. I think it's something to the effect the results count, but I don't want to really say it until I see it. So the idea is, and today's idea I thought was brilliant, and that is why I'm bringing it to you on July 4th, on Independence Day, because it is a national Independence Day, but it's also your personal independence. And it is about building a fortress, a mental fortress that will protect you. It will protect you from reaching, from straying before you're able to reach your goals, from not being able to protect your ideas, from being able to stay in a tunnel vision, to take the action you want to take, to be fortified from all the things that distract you. And what he says is that you need a fortress. And I thought that was a great way of looking at that mental state in which we are when we are ready to go on a journey to success. So a fortress is here to protect you, to protect your self-esteem, to help you focus, to help you manage your time much better, to help you manage your wealth, to keep your health and your productivity in check, and also one of the most important things that any successful person needs is the reputation. Because when you get a good reputation that precedes you, that is such a huge contribution to your success. So when it comes to your success, and when it comes to success altogether for everyone, the attraction of wealth, when you maximize that with productivity and with unleashing your greatness, then nothing else really matters. So it's about focus, but it's about being able to focus. And I just read this amazing book this week, which is a biography of a man named Lang Lang, who is a world-renowned pianist. And one of the things that he says, when he was a child, ever since he was a very, very young baby, he basically spent hours and hours practicing until his little fingers hurt. And even after they hurt, he was so focused. And so the question is, what is it that keeps you that focused and that and going in that direction and that productivity level? And what we're saying today is that you need a fortress. And for Lang Lang, that fortress was his father. And if he swayed even for 1 second, his father would be there right on top of him, practice, 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 with no other choice as a child. But now, because you can't protect your thinking, and if you don't build a fortress wall to protect your productivity, your results will always be compromised. And that's why Gary Ryan Blair says that because your results will always be compromised, building a fortress protects you from having your results being compromised. So let's see what else he says. He says that hostile forces constantly attack with an array of weaponry, including, okay, so one of the things that, what kind of weaponry, what kind of things attack you and stop you from being able to focus and keep going towards your goal? There's a lot of things. But one of the first things is self-limiting thoughts that you think, oh my God, I won't be able to, and that makes you stop. And if you don't have someone like Lang Lang standing on top of you like a father saying, do it, you're good at it, you can't stop doing it, and you do it, then your self-limiting thoughts can actually stop you dead on your tracks and you stop doing it. Self-pity could do that. Fear and all kinds of thoughts that you think you can't control or that you're not controlling. So that's the number one thing that the fortress will protect you against. And then we have the media, we have the entertainment, we have all those distractions that keep us entertained and keep us not thinking about it for the moment, even though we might feel badly about it later and realize that we made a mistake. It's very easy to get swept away by the media. It's very easy to get swept away by distractions like media, your phone, your iPad, your television, your all those beautiful things that entertain you. And that's including emails, phone calls, text, and social media, and messaging, and all that stuff. Very, very easily distracting. And so let me go on about what he says, because this is so relevant to every single person that wants to go on that mission to be really the best and the ultimate person that you can be. So precisely because people have not diligently built a fortress of beliefs to protect them against their deadly influence, they find that their hopes and dreams and ideas and careers and finances and even their marriages are in disrepair and in ruin. And so the fortress is there to build it so that it will protect you from ruin. So when it comes to this attack against your mind and against your productivity, however, you don't have to accept defeat. But you do have to accept the idea that building a fortress of beliefs is a large part of the solution. And so what does that mean? So how do you do it? What's the brick and the mortar needed to build a strong and powerful and healthy fortress? And so he gives us a nice four criteria for building and measuring and nurturing your fortress of beliefs. And they are. Now, this is really important, and I suggest you write it down, because these are, I think we have four things here that can really help you and make you understand that what the fortress will do for you. So number one, you create a positive, consistent, and sustainable result. When you have a fortress, when you have that protection from all those distractions, you're able to create that consistent and sustainable results. So to determine the strength and utilitarian value of your beliefs, all you have to do is look at your results, because they can serve as your judge, your jury, executioner of your performance. If your results are short of what you want them to be, you need a fortress. So the purpose of your beliefs is to drive results, not to deflate them, because your results tell you and the world everything you need to know about the quality of your beliefs. And so measure the quality of your beliefs. See if you might need to switch your belief systems into a more positive self-image, into more discipline of staying away from those distractions, because that's what we're here for. And the second thing you will do when you have a fortress, so we're here for number two, is it will bring you peace of mind. Because low self-esteem and anxiety and insomnia and chaos and depression and guilt and shame, that's the result of your belief system. So if these beliefs dominate your thinking, then you have in effect built a mental prison, not a fortified belief system. And that's when you have to change that mental prison of thoughts into the positive self-image, that you can do it because it's your thoughts. And number three, it will make you feel safe and secure. So a mental fortress, just like a physical fortress, it's meant to make you feel safe. If your fortress contains fear, doubt, worry, if your belief system says that lying and cheating and is acceptable behavior, then I assure you that your belief system has been corrupted. And if your belief system has been corrupted, obviously you have to build the fortress even more so. And the thing is, you can. And it will also, number four, another thing that this fortress would give you, it will unleash your full potential. Your full potential is waiting to be unleashed. And one of the tools that you have to unleash it is by exactly building that fortress. So it's pretty simple. Your belief either empowers you to rise or to meet your mental demands and physical rigors of the big challenging goal, or they undermine your ability to do so. It is all centered around what you believe. And it's because victory or failure begins in the mind. That's reason enough of why you need to build a strong and healthy fortress of belief. So the most important element in your strategy to win the battle of your mind and productivity is your very own psychology. And that's what we have that Gary Ryan Blair built his 100-day challenge, which is to build that fortress and to protect you so you could be at 100% productivity. And he believes that no matter how successful you or your organization is, that you have more to offer the world and that you are not at your peak potential. He believes that you have the ability to multiply your performance, dramatically exceed your best expectations, and to achieve the goals on a scale that is seems to you to be impossible. He believes that you have the legal and moral obligation, for that matter, not to settle for less than what you can actually do, not to settle to be marginal, not to settle for being small, but to grow and to reach your potential. And he believes that in order for you to create a performance explosion, that you need to give up a few things, to include false assumptions about how fast you can change your life, like self-limiting beliefs that undermine progress and the comfort zone that holds you back from unleashing your greatness. And so the mental state of mind that you walk into any project that you take on is going to determine your failure or your success. And I totally agree with him. I totally agree with the fact that everything you do starts in your mind. Everything you accomplish starts in your mind. So if you have poisonous ideas and poison in your mind, then you need to get rid of that virus and build a fortress of good thoughts, positive, great thoughts that you can do and you can have. And this is what I'm here for. I'm here to help you do that, to bring you all the programs, all the people, all the ideas that you need in order to create that positive atmosphere. So today we're going to start with the fact that you already know. You already know that you have the potential. Don't question it. Don't doubt it. You can call me here at 914-338-0686. You can call in. You can follow Tippy Talk on Block Talk Radio. And we will give you the tools that you need to succeed. We will give you the community that you need to succeed. We will bring people like Ryan Blair, Gary Ryan Blair, for you with the 100-day challenge for you to succeed. And many, many more guests and many more ideas. We are working on a new program called The Enlightened Savage. And that's also another program to help you get rid of all your bugs and actually succeed in doing, in reaching beyond your wildest dreams, but definitely your wildest dreams. And that's my July 4th message, that you can do it, that it doesn't matter how hard you work. If you don't have the mental fortitude and fortress to protect you as you go along the journey, it will be very hard for you to stay safe. So let's build a fortress together right here on Tippy Talk. And let's go on. No matter how old you are, no matter what you look like, and no matter what you're thinking right now, let's march through that bridge and build it as we march through it. Let's build it together. Have a wonderful Independence Day, and we will work on your personal independence, on our national independence, and on all the things that need to line up for you to be successful. We have come to the end of our time together here on Tippy Talk. It has been wonderful chatting with you and giving you this enlightening thoughts that I received. And thank you for listening, because you've been listening to Tippy Talk. We bid you a magical journey, and let your talent be your potion. My name is Tippi Felsenstein. Join us here on TV Talk every Monday at 5 p.m. for more insight and information that help you grow and prosper in a more powerful life.